Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring music, news, events, and interviews on the vegan evolution revolution, the new paradigm of restoring to this world, to societies, sanity, sustainability, health, egalitarianism, freedom, and peace. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station nor its management. We'll be joined by Hannah Maria and her husband Richard Cavan in the Andes Mountains in Peru. They run an organization called Dawn of Peace. We'll start out this segment with this beautiful song, What Are They Hiding? By Jason Oliver and Eva Hammer in California, USA. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene, in Massachusetts. Here's What Are They Hiding?
What are they hiding?
What are they hiding?
Behind slaughterhouse doors.
Slaughterhouse doors.
Let's bring the light on.
Let's bring the light on.
Lies the city ignores.
Lies the city ignores.
Remember, the panic disease, fear and death that a global kindness dominant humanity inflicts upon our non-human brothers and sisters inevitably, eventually rebounds back to humanity. 2020.
San Francisco has a secret.
Jason's musical talent was influenced by his musical parents. Both his mom and dad were in choirs, and his mom was also in bands. His mom, Kristen Olivier, and his younger sister, Leia, is also a musician. Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. This is Jason Oliver with his song, Look Into Their Eyes, featuring his sister, Leia Olivier.
Look into their eyes, can't you see? They all feel pain like you and me. Can't you feel their hearts beat?
For joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene, in Massachusetts.
You
You're tuned in to WCUW 91.3 FM, Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll hear another song from Jason Oliver's album Protest Songs Volume 2. And the next song is All They Want Is Freedom, also featuring his sister, Leia Olivier.
America's music station.
WCUW.
This is Miley Nara, host of Vegan Nation. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in. We're listening to Jason Oliver, featuring his sister, Leia Olivier. All They Want Is Freedom. Soon we'll be joined by Henna Maria and her husband, Richard Cavian, joining us from the Andes Mountains in Peru.
This is Maura McAvey from the Worcester Public Library, and this is WCUW, Worcester 91.3 FM, community radio serving central Massachusetts.
You can hear Vegan Nation programs again anytime at vegansradio.wordpress.com. Thanks again for tuning in. Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. We're very fortunate to be joined by Henna Maria and Richard K. Van. They are activists and healers, and they are joining us from the Andes Mountains in Peru, and they live in the Andalusian Mountains in Spain. Welcome, Henna and Richard, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you so much. We're really happy to take part in this interview.
Yes, thank you, Molly.
Well, you two are amazing. You're very powerful, very loving, and I believe because of you that we are going to restore and manifest harmony and health and peace and freedom on this planet.
Well, we're doing our best.
Yeah, that's definitely our vision there.
Great. And I'm also excited that we'll be able to hear details about your organization, Dawn of Peace. And so let's start out with what has brought you to the Andes.
Yeah, so we own a piece of rainforest here, actually, in the Amazon rainforest in Peru. And we are protecting this land and we are cultivating some medicinal plants there. And so we actually came to check up on our land and hold a little retreat here in Peru. But as we were here, then the lockdown began, so we got stuck.
Yeah.
Wow. So how long have you been there now?
Well, I think we've been in lockdown for like 7 weeks now.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah.
We got here in February, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a while.
Yeah, this is such a crazy, bizarre experience that we're all worldwide are finding ourselves in.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. But again, because of your work, I believe that it's going to be the light at the end of the tunnel for everyone. So let's hear about your organization, Dawn of Peace.
Yeah, so Richard and I, we have been doing animal rights activism. And it was actually last year that this kind of idea kindled that we see that veganism is not a separate cause, but it's actually like at the very heart of the solution to our world. So we wanted to create activism that is taking into account all the different facets that are creating this reality and the animal abuse, you know, the institutionalized animal rape, torture, and murder is one of the causalities that we see that is causing violence onto humanity as well, because everything manifests in the collective consciousness. So we saw that veganism is a crucial key, but that there are also other things. So we wanted to create an organization that is addressing all different issues that are causing trauma and spiritual enslavement to our species and others as well. So it's an organization that our mission is to protect the integrity and sacredness of all life. So humans and animals and nature as well. So if you go on our website, dawnofpeace.org, you can see all the things that we have highlighted there. And we talk about also technology, because we see that, you know, harmony and living in nature is an absolute requirement for
for
our species. Yeah.
The abuse of technology is we're starting to see it rearing its ugly head.
Mm.
So we think that's something very important to acknowledge as well.
Yeah. So Dawn of Peace is animal and human rights and the rights of nature, basically.
Very nice. I've followed some of your work and it's full of wisdom. So thank you both. Yes, and your beautiful music, too. You're very talented.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Yeah, so let's hear more about this, about the abuse of technology and what's happening. Thanks.
Yeah, so as most people have heard, there's something coming in called ID 2020. They have a website. I can't remember if it's .com or .org, but it's ID 2020, as in the numbers, .org or .com. Go and have a look and see what you think. I mean, it's it doesn't look very nice to me. It speaks of a kind of universal identification chip, microchip, that gets implanted into our body. This to me is a gross violation, and very worrying. This chip is going to be trackable 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year by satellite. It's going to carry your medical data. It's going to carry your cryptocurrency. It's going to carry all kinds of information about your criminal record, if you have one. It's very Orwellian. Let's put it that way.
Yes, I've seen some of that. And again, I relate it back that what we do to our non-human brothers and sisters for the past thousands of years inevitably and eventually returns to us. What we put out comes back. And so when I see that we have total control over the other animals, and now we find humans being herded and kept under control. Yeah, so, well, let's hear about what some of the measures in place in Peru, in your community.
Yeah, just to follow on from what you just said, it's so true. And it's no coincidence that these microchips, these exact same microchips, these RFID chips, have been being put in animals for many years now. Dogs, farm animals, so that people can keep track of them. So yeah, you're absolutely correct.
Mm. Yeah, so it's a total lockdown, meaning that only one person of the household is allowed to leave at any one time. And the only valid reason to leave is to go buy essential groceries or go to the bank or the pharmacy, basically, or if there is a health emergency. So you're not allowed to leave for any other reason. You are forced to wear a mask. Yeah. They have had these strange measures changing from one week to the next. There was one week where the days were divided when women were allowed to be outside and when men were allowed to be outside.
That was crazy.
Yeah, and then there was also a time where in order for us to go into the market, the central market in the village, there was like this door frame with like a disinfectant that was being sprayed that you had to walk through.
Like so, a cow or something.
Like you know, that we are in someone's ownership and they need to disinfect us to keep us, you know, intact because they need to benefit us. It's like we are the tax cows, you know? So, yeah, it's been very dehumanizing.
Yeah.
And then we actually had a bit of a conflict as well with the police where we were disagreeing with some of these measures, and they were very clear. They said to us that during the state of emergency, we have no human rights. And he said they are completely suspended and that be careful because if you disrespect the police, you can get 8 years in prison here. So that was quite a shocker for us.
Yeah, it is pretty bad, but actually it is a lot worse in places like Lima, which is the capital city, and Iquitos, which is another huge city in the jungle. I've heard from people there that it really is just a nightmare.
We're listening to Richard and Hannah joining us from Peru. The views in this program do not replace medical advice, and we encourage everyone to use your intuition. To do your own research. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue with our program featuring more vegan animal rights public health activists. Hannah Maria and Richard Cavan, vegan couple, as well as some historical notes that relate to today's crises.
Bienvenidos a nuestro programa Voz Latina desde la ciudad corazón Worcester por tu estación comunitaria WCUW 91.3 FM.
y a través del internet por www.cw.org. Acompáñanos hoy y cada martes de 2 a 4 de la tarde a compartir una experiencia cultural con Néstor y Tania.
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, your daily grassroots, global, unembedded, independent, international investigative news hour. You're listening to WCUW Worcester 91.3 FM, community radio serving central Massachusetts, and online at WCUW.org.
Democracy Now! Is from 1 to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday on WCUW, your community radio station.
Welcome back from the break, and thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. We're joined by Hannah Maria and Richard K. Van. They live in the Andalusian Mountains in Spain, and due to global lockdown, they're still in the Andes Mountains in Peru. One of the things I've noticed that is not on mainstream media, and so I want to know if you have any more insight about the militaries. What's going on with the militaries? And like that number one question, if economics and societies have been shut down, how come militaries haven't been shut down? And so that, to me, that's a huge red flag. What is going on?
Right. Yeah. Well, to me, it looks like the military are obviously being kept going because, just over here in Peru, for example, the military are everywhere. Mm-hmm. They're in the streets. They're outside the markets with their machine guns. I mean, literally. Mm. It's spooky, even in the small town near us. It's tiny, but there's military all over the place. So yeah, it's a good question. Why is the military being kept going?
Mm.
Well, to start controlling the people. That's
yeah.
Why.
It's to me, it's just doesn't, the whole scenario just doesn't make any sense. And I'd really like to appeal to the people who are listening to this, that how come we are putting these political and police and criminal strategies to a possible health threat? Why aren't we focusing on the solutions on a level of health? You know, why aren't we talking about vitamin C? Why aren't we talking about sunlight? Why aren't we talking about the importance of a nutritious diet? You know, diet that can help boost the immune system. Mm. But because none of this is happening, to me, it's very clear that this whole story of it's for your own safety, it's for your own protection, is just it's just a deception.
Yeah.
That there's a power grab happening, and this is a perfect way to just strip us from all of our rights. And if you look at last year, how many like large protests there were all around the world, you know, thousands upon people on the streets, the Yellow Vest movement, everything. And it was all about, you know, how the gap between the rich and the poor is getting bigger, and how people don't agree with these laws that are in place and with the society, how it is. Everyone was unhappy about that. So isn't it interesting that now there are laws in place that prevent people from gathering anymore? We no longer have the possibility to protest, according to these lockdown measures. So there's so many experts who have another perspective altogether. And I think it is a sign of wisdom to not immediately dismiss these people, but just to say, okay, let me hear what they are saying.
Yeah. And also, you know, a lot of people are saying, oh, conspiracy theory this, conspiracy theory that. Well, just have a little think about what could these doctors and scientists who are coming out and blowing the whistle, what's their agenda?
How could they benefit?
How can they benefit? Okay, one of them has a book that's come out. Okay, there's that. But really, I mean, who has more of an agenda, like a $1 trillion pharmaceutical industry or a few doctors who are blowing the whistle? Really, who has more of an agenda?
Endangering losing their license and their reputation and even their lives. Because as we know, you know, it's not impossible for to be taken out for speaking the truth.
Sure.
We're listening to Richard K. Van and Hannah Maria, a vegan couple who's joining us from the Andes Mountains in Peru. They live in the Andalusian Mountains in Spain, but due to global lockdown, they're in Peru. Please join us again next week. And I'm going to be closing out the show with a clip from Aaron Russo. Aaron Russo was a film director and quite a talented guy, unfortunately not vegan. He produced a movie called, a documentary called America, Freedom to Fascism. And he mentioned so many things that were in the works, and that's what we're experiencing now. So I wanted to give this short clip, and this was something that we mentioned within the interview today. And again, bringing it back to veganism, when we free the other animals, we free ourselves. Here's Aaron Russo.
The ultimate goal that these people have in mind is the goal to create a one-world government where everybody has an RFID chip implanted in them. And this is giving me straight from Rockefeller himself. This is what they want to accomplish. Total control.
Total control. That's what Canis culture does to those who don't look like us, the non-human animals. Animal agriculture, laboratory, medical, military, scientific testing.
And if you're like me or you, and you're protesting what they're doing, they can just turn off your chip. And you have nothing. You can't buy food. You can't do anything. It's total control of the people, you know? Everybody being chipped, all your money in those chips, and they control the chips, and they control people. And you become a slave. You become a serf to these people.
Here's a recording from Trump's top coronavirus doctor from a speech in 2017.
I've spoken at after dinner.
Not vegan, neither is the pharmaceutical industry.
Speeches and intra-dinner speeches, but I've never spoken to a line of people waiting to get their food. So it's nice to have you. There is no question that there will be a challenge to the coming administration in the arena of infectious diseases, both chronic infectious diseases in the sense of already ongoing disease, and we have certainly a large burden of that, but also there will be a surprise outbreak.
The next clip is United States Secretary of State, 2020.
This matters going forward. We're in a live exercise here.
A military exercise or war game is the employment of military resources and training for military operations. Peace and nonviolence and freedom begin on our collective vegan plates. As we sow, we reap. The CEO of YouTube.
All in unison.
Talk about that is raising authoritative information. But then we also talk about removing information that is problematic. You know, of course, anything that is medically unsubstantiated, so people saying, like, take vitamin C, take turmeric, like, those are all will cure you. Those are the examples of things that would be a violation of our policy.
Here's a snippet of one of the videos that was censored. Here's a clip of Wisconsin Senator Jenkins, who's also a physician, an MD.
As a physician, I received an email last week from the Department of Health coaching me on how to fill out death certificates. Basically, I felt like they were saying, you know, you don't have to have a confirmed laboratory test for COVID-19 in order to make the death certificate be COVID-19.
Why would they want to skew the numbers?
Well, fear is a great way to control people.
What's the end goal? And he said the end goal is to get everybody chipped.
This is Aaron Russo.
To control the whole society.
The documentary is from 2005.
You have the bankers, the elite people, you know, the bankers and some governor controlling the world.
Please join us again next week as we continue with our program for freedom and health. Thanks for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station, nor its management. Wishing you all a safe and pleasant day.